Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Feeling tired or sluggish? Take a look at what's on your plate. Greasy and unhealthy foods will only slow you down. But one thing we can all choose to do, eat better. Try adding a salad to your meals. Fill one half of your plate with fruits and veggies, or reach for fruit when you want a snack. Before you know it, you'll have more energy, more drive, and feel better. After all, the benefits of eating healthy are endless. Learn more at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Because the challenges you face are getting bigger every year, BASF is committed to helping with more than boots on the ground. We're committed to boots in the mud, boots on the steps of your truck, your tractor, your combine, the linoleum tiles of your coffee shop, the concrete of your co-op, the gravel in your shed. So we can listen, learn firsthand, help right now to ensure success. BASF, helping you do the biggest job on earth.
Well, the cattle futures market had a ride today. We were up and then kind of got weaker toward the end of the day. We're 50 to 75 higher on the live cattle. Feeder cattle were 42 lower in October, but 62 higher in November. January feeders up 92, March up 57. Way out there in August at 200.45. We also had a cattle on feed report to finish out the week and the day. That cattle on feed report showed us that it was right in line with what the expectations were. So on feed October 1st, 99% last year. The average yes was 99.1. Placements 96. The estimate was 96.4. Marketed 104. The estimate was 104. So it was right in line with where the expectations were. So neutral report, the placements for once were actually lower. People have been predicting lower placements for months and months and months now, and they finally were. So that report kind of confirms maybe the marketed number being big also means that cattle are moving out of the feedlots. So that's also good. The lean hog futures market today, it's going to be up anywhere from 60 to 210. December up 210 to 89.12. Not really a whole lot of action there. It seemed like the whole focus today was on the on-feed report. And then there was some cash trade from 48 to 52. Of course, 52 being up in the north. So overall, pretty good week for the cattle market as we close near the highs.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed customer expectations. To learn more about Hillary Communications, go to hillcom.net.
Today's grain futures were mixed. Pretty quiet day there, too. December corn up a quarter at 684. November beans up 4 cents at 1395. That was about, 2 or 3 cents off the high. Chicago wheat 1 to 1.5 higher. Kansas City actually 1 to 1.5 lower. Today's soft market, December up, or cotton market under softs up 173 in December at 79.13. So finally got a little bit of a bounce after about a 2 month sell off. For the cotton. Today's Dow Jones and stock market extremely strong. The Dow's up about 800 right now, 31,149. The S&P's up 91. Crude oil currently, December crude, which is the front month, up 50 cents, 85.01. Ongoing talk about the reduction of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and what that means. A lot of ideas that once November 4th and the election rolls around, that will stop, and that will allow, once they quit pumping extra fuel into the market, that'll allow the government to actually purchase some of that back, and that'll actually make prices significantly higher. Got a little bit of time left till that, but we'll see what happens. I know that the other side of that would be the economic picture of higher interest rates. I know 30-year bonds and stuff made new lows today, which means long-term interest rates are actually making new highs.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.